Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And here we are. Here we are for Thursday, July 25th, 2013. And, of course, people will say it's a slow news day, there's no news. And I'll tell you, it's a hot news day, and there's lots of news. If you look for it, Navy SEAL's father tells Savage Obama set up my son to be executed. That's according to the Weston Center for Journalism. Now, although the story originated on this show, today I am pleased to announce that Fox News, to their credit, had Mrs. Vaughn on, and Mr. Vaughn, who are the parents of another Navy SEAL executed in that SEAL Team 6 crash, and they unleashed, they unloaded, they gave out new information. But yesterday on the Savage Nation, Mr. Charles Strange revealed very suspicious details of his son's death. If you haven't heard it, you can catch it on michaelsavage.com anytime you want. But right now what I'd like to begin with is giving you the phone number, if you care to call in on this topic, 855-407-2822. I'm not going to talk about the guy in New York who's an embarrassment, the mental case, who belongs in a mental hospital. The fact of the matter is the entire Democrat Party is imploding through corruption and degeneracy. Only you wouldn't know it because the media is basically their first cousin. So they don't find this behavior strange. A congressman is forced to resign because he masturbates and shows pictures of himself doing that. Then he does it after he resigns, and they find that perfectly normal behavior because they are, as I say, first cousins to that behavior. Have they reported on the Navy SEAL execution, crash, accident? Say it's an accident. It's still a big story. If more Navy SEALs die in one incident than in the entire history of the entire Navy SEALs founding, creation, functioning, that's a story. So you say, we don't know why it happened. And yet, they didn't even want to report on the crash. How about the fact that the perpetrator of the Fort Hood massacre, a Muslim major named Nidal Hassan, is still collecting his Army salary? He's collected $300,000 since he executed 13 American soldiers and wounded 33. Why is Obama, Commander-in-Chief, permitting this rat piece of garbage to not go to his trial and get executed? Why is Obama sheltering Nidal Hassan? Why is Obama covering up the crash of the Navy SEALs? How many different elements have to come out at once until the people put one and one together and come up with two? So that's number one. So I want to play Mrs. Vaughn, who was on Fox News today. And you got to hear what she has to say in clip one. Listen.
As we uncovered documentation that we were given actually by the military from the investigation, from the full investigation of the crash, the more we read through the documentation, the more we realized there were serious issues in front of us. We found out, first of all, that the men were flying on a CH-47D that was built in the 1960s. They were not flying on aviation that's proper equipment. The aviation they train with, the MH-47s that they train with here in the United States with the 160th special aviators.
So let's stop with that. Now you learn that these Navy SEALs and eight others were put onto an antiquated piece of garbage, a flying cow. Who did that? Who inside the great commander-in-chief's war room put this Navy SEAL Team 6 on an old helicopter? The question I asked day one. Why did Obama permit that? He's the commander-in-chief? Just a few months before, he took credit for capturing and killing Osama bin Laden. I think it's reasonable to ask why a commander-in-chief who micromanages the military to such an extent and took credit for capturing Osama bin Laden. To his credit, I salute you. Why would you permit the Navy SEALs to be put in a piece of garbage like that? Who made that decision? Who in the military did? Whoever made that decision committed basically murder. It's homicide. It's a vehicular homicide punishable by a jail sentence. Who did it? Who in the military made that decision? That's what should be discovered during a hearing. Now listen to clip two. Your hair will stand up.
We found that they flew into the Tangi River Valley unescorted. This was not standard protocol. According to military testimony, in over 400 missions, two commanders said they had never done an operation like this. Mm. Another thing that we learned is nobody could explain the importance of the mission. Why, when you send up a quick reactionary force, is what the SEALs' reaction was called that night when they flew in, that should only be done when they're under very grave, serious circumstances, because according to military testimony, when a battle is underway, as was that night, 3.5 hours of it, the entire valley was in a heightened state of alert.
So the U.S. military under Obama, which would not send a reaction force to Benghazi to save the ambassador, sent a reaction force for a battle no one even knows what it was about. And everyone in that helicopter died. And there was no backup helicopter. Navy SEAL's father on this show yesterday said he's so suspicious. He's been threatened. His wife has been threatened. They've gotten strange text messages. They've been threatened by the military that their checks will stop coming. He was not even invited to his son's Medal of Valor ceremony because he spoke out. That's your military at work. The American people need to know the truth about this event. I pray that Representative Chaffetz doesn't lose his nerve and he continues to try to investigate it, because something is wrong with this picture. If you had a comment on this, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's go to the callers right now. WMAL, John, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
This investigation should have started as soon as all these men died. So we're putting in antiquated equipment, first of all. Second of all, even their own SEAL team members say they don't normally take one helicopter. They split the teams in two helicopters. So this definitely was murder.
Well, I actually read that they split them into three teams with backup helicopters to support them if they get into trouble. They were put on one piece of garbage and it crashed or was shot down. Now, you know about the Afghanis who were on the manifest, didn't show up, and they put eight new ones on. You heard about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There are rumors that there was a shootout in the helicopter, that the Afghanis were actually Taliban in Afghani army uniforms, and they started to shoot the American SEALs on the helicopter. They killed half of them on the helicopter, and then the helicopter crashed. There was no rocket-propelled grenade, and then there was a firefight, and the rest of them were executed by a team of Taliban waiting for them. Did you hear any of that?
Yes, sir. Actually, I heard from I believe it was Alex Jones who brought it out, who said that other members of SEAL Team 6, who are still alive, they were saying that there were Taliban in the helicopter who brought a bomb into the helicopter. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I don't know about a bomb. I don't know what actually we weren't there. But we do know from yesterday's testimony on this program by Mr. Strange, we know from other sources that there were Afghanis who were on the manifest to fly on that mission who didn't show up. And then at the last minute, they substituted seven Afghanis. No one ever seen them before. And they were switched out at the very last minute in a rush that the manifest could be changed. No one ever heard about that. Who would breach security like that? Who was responsible for this? Which general or field commander was responsible for this? They should be court-martialed. Don't you agree that at the very least, the field commander who did this, who allowed this, should be court-martialed?
Yes, sir. And
okay. Yes, sir. I remember that I supported U.S. Marines who were falsely accused of crimes back under George Bush, the other great commander-in-chief, who didn't lift a finger to defend the Marines when they were falsely accused by various and sundry congressmen and senators. Senator Durbin, for example, called the U.S. Marines Nazis and fascists, the wonderful senator, Nazis and fascists, he called them, Mr. Durbin. And others joined in the chorus, all of the great Democrats called our Marines who did their job. You see, to a Democrat, the only good Marine is a dead Marine. You see, to a Democrat, any Marine who actually kills the enemy first is a bad Marine. And so if you start to see things through the lens of a Democrat, you can understand why any Marine who comes out of a firefight alive must be a Nazi or a fascist. The only good Marine to the Democrats, as I say, is a dead Marine, because then they've done their job and they've died for the country. And we haven't stepped on any toes of the head cutters. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Here's another round coming to you live from O.co, where the A's host the Angels tonight. Not bad on the Nimitz, southbound 880, a little slow at 980 past Fruitvale, northbound 880, sluggish Fremont Hayward, but much better than it was. Northbound 101, stop and go out of San Francisco, 280 onto the lower deck. Stop and go as well, northbound 101, Marin County, starting about the Richardson Bay Bridge up towards 580, scene of an earlier accident. Westbound 80, bumper to bumper, Gilman down to the MacArthur Maze. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Overstock Flooring Sale is going on now. Get to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your big deal today.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Well, people should call Monarch Retirement if they're worried about this marketplace and worried about their future retirement. Somebody needs a financial advisor in these markets to try to navigate their retirement course. Questions like, what do I do with my 401k? How about that IRA that I forgot about 10 years ago? We answer questions like this every week. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
On the next morning show, a program dedicated to you, Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9, right here on KSFO.
It's an adage that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I was watching a rerun of the Kirk Douglas version of Spartacus last night about the Roman Senate, and I was shocked at how it was directed by the great director. Many of you know who the great director was, a great director. I'll leave it hanging. But I was surprised that it had been directed by Kubrick. I didn't know he had directed it. But the dialogue was crisp and current. I couldn't believe that the senator's mentality was the same, at least in the script. Of course, it was written in modern times, so who knows if it was actually that way. But nevertheless, the mentality of corrupt Roman senators was shocking in its similarity to what we see coming out of the Obama administration. And so you say the Navy SEALs crash, arrogance of power. Just arrogance of power, that's all. You know, there's no end to it. And now we see sex, money, and lies, culture of corruption, boomerangs on Democrats as scandals blossom nationwide. The Navy SEALs crash is probably one of the greatest stories, one of the greatest scandals of this entire administration that's been completely ignored, let alone covered up, ignored. And now it's coming to light. It could have come to light a lot earlier, but it hasn't. But what else are they covering up? Scandals from New York to San Diego, from City Hall to Capitol Hill, embarrassing stories about sexual misconduct, multiple scandals and staring the Obama administration itself, and yet Obama has the nerve to denounce what he calls phony scandals, an endless parade of distractions, blocking his great progress on the economy. This is such rubbish, because these controversies are owned by the party. In fact, if you remember, Jesse Jackson's son was just sent to prison because he converted campaign funds to personal use. In Detroit, Michigan, the ex-mayor and the wife of longtime House Judiciary Committee member John Conyers, Jr., have fallen to corruption scandals. The son of former Democratic Party Chairman Ron Brown admitted last month to bribery charges as a city councilman in the nation's capital. It's a culture of corruption, not in Washington, but amongst the Democrat Party. In fact, 8 years ago, the laughable Nancy Pelosi, then the leader of the House Democratic minority, made headlines when she said the Republican Party was a culture of corruption. Really, a culture of corruption, Nancy. And how about your party now that you have the power? And so if you look at the poster boy for all of this, it has to be the president himself. Let's forget Anthony Weiner. Let us forget Mr. Filner of San Diego. It's Mrs. Pelosi. It's Mr. Obama. It's the Democrat Party itself. What does that have to do with the topic at hand? Everything. Everything. If you want to talk about that, the SEAL's death, 855-400-7282 is the number, or the culture of corruption on any of the other related issues, you can do that by calling this phone number. Let's go to Sharon on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Sharon, go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. Yes, I always thought Obama had something to do with the SEAL crash. He hated the fact that they got all the credit for taking out Osama bin Laden, and he didn't. He wanted the credit, which he didn't deserve any of it, because he was against the very thing that led to the capture of bin Laden, which was waterboarding, enhanced interrogations. He was against that. So if it was up to him, Osama bin Laden wouldn't have never got caught. He hated the SEALs for that. He did put him in a very faulty helicopter. He assisted I think he assisted the Taliban, because it's like they knew exactly where to stand, you know, and they were easy to take the helicopter out so easy. I mean, you brought to light a lot of things that I was already thinking in your book that I read, A Time for War, but you brought a lot of things to light. But, I mean, I was thinking that already. Because it's SEAL Team 6, I mean, it's so odd. It's so odd. I wouldn't even be surprised if that silly man that even shot the SEAL.
Sharon, can I ask you something? Are you from a military family? You sound quite knowledgeable.
No, sir.
Let me ask you, why are you so interested in this the death of all these SEALs? Why does it touch you so deeply?
I mean, these brave men, I mean, we are losing these beautiful, strong, brave men who, I mean, who protect our lives.
That's exactly how I feel. If we don't support them, who is going to defend us from the head cutters?
Exactly. Exactly. And this no good for nothing president, I don't even consider him. I don't even refer to him. I mean, honestly, I really don't want to refer to him as president. But it's just wrong. It's like he's assisting. He's assisting the terrorists in taking out our military, our brave.
He's sort of an enabler, if not a direct assister. You know, during the Bush years, there was a bumper sticker that the leftists wrote around with saying, "He's not my president." Someone ought to reprint them right now and say he's not my president. Emphasis on the word my. I don't think Obama represents the patriotic, tax-paying American at all. In fact, the longer I see him in office, the eerier it gets that he represents the opposite of that. There's two Americas right now, and he represents the non-taxpaying, non-patriotic side of America. And he, by the way, is cultivating them. He is cultivating them every day. He's written off all the taxpayers. He's written off all the workers. He has written off all the people who are up to what he is doing. And he's just buying votes through food stamps, welfare, you name it. It's very much like a banana republic right now, where the demagogues bought their votes by giving out public benefits over and over again. Thank you for that call. We could go on and on about it, but I'd like to cut it off for the moment. Let's go to Cleveland. Larry, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
From the moment the plane crashed, they knew they were going to be assassinated before they stepped on that slow plane. How could they not have known that? And the
well, wait a minute. According to the parents who were on my show yesterday, they said their son wrote his will out before the mission. Several SEALs wrote out their wills before the mission. They all knew something that they were being sent to their death. They were told in advance they were going to be thrown on the sword, that they had to throw themselves on the sword for someone. They were told this.
The Afghanis that they switched out were our inside agents, and he sacrificed them also. I believe they wrote on their bodies with ballpoint pen and marker to tell the story, and that's why they cremated them. And
oh, my
the
God.
Enemy probably took.
Well, you see, now people are starting to come up with viable theories. It was Joe Biden, by the way, who set up the SEALs in Team 6 for execution. It was Joe Biden when he announced the SEAL team that took out Bin Laden. Within 24 hours, the parents were alarmed. I'll play the sound tape today from Fox News. You'll see that it was Joe Biden himself who put the families of SEAL Team 6 at risk.
Savage.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Good evening, I'm Dave Thomas, Contract 560 KSFO. We start on the roadways. We've got a crash near San Francisco International, southbound 101, just past the off-ramp. It looks like it's off to the right side, but injuries are involved. Eastbound 80, Berkeley Curve, as you head through the maze, two-car crash there. That's in the right shoulder. In Mountain View, southbound 101 to Fair Oaks Avenue, have an injury crash being reported. Three cars, looks like it's probably in the center divide at the moment. Got heavy traffic over the Sunol Grade, northbound 680 from Mission Boulevard to Andrade. Southbound 101 with that accident is slow, by the way, from before Fair Oaks now down to Oakland Road. And slow at the Los Altos Hills, southbound 280, backed up almost to Sand Hill Road today to Magdalena. I'm Dave Fowkes, Sawtalk 560 KSFO.
If you don't know where
where to go? Well, I have got the perfect show. It's topical, you'll split to gut. And they've got Kim Kardashian's butt. Don't forget dear Kate and William and their baby worth gazillions. There is one thing left to do. Call 421-4222 or go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Tough economy got you down?
Long-term high unemployment.
They get the skills trainers, they'll become unemployable.
Join Hot Talk 560 KSFO for Putting the Bay Area Back to Work, a one-day career fair on September 4th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at AT&T Park. Meet with business recruiters from all over the Bay Area, like AT&T, Academy of Art University, the Santa Clara County Sheriff, and more. Plus, hear from business experts from the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg News. For all the details, log on to KSFO.com.
Did you know that there are thousands of variable situations when it comes to Social Security? And if you're not paying attention, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in Social Security income. Hey, it's Katie Green. And if you're taking your future Social Security income for granted, don't. Call our good friend and colleague Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300 to get the answers about how you can maximize your Social Security benefits. O'Donnell Financial Group is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years with locations throughout the Bay Area. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review to make sure you're maximizing what is rightfully yours. If you're under 70 years old and haven't started taking your Social Security income benefits yet, call 866-496-2300 or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Securities America, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Securities America and O'Donnell Financial Group are separate, unaffiliated companies.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I was hoping yesterday that I wasn't the only man in the media who was going to talk about it for obvious reasons. One, because the audience needs to be larger. Two, because it puts me in a certain degree of danger that I don't appreciate being in, being the only one talking about it. And I got to tell you, the only one on Fox News who has the guts to have covered it was a woman, Megyn Kelly, to her credit. Has more guts than the men on Fox News, who are busy talking about sexting and Wiener as though that's important news. And shame on them, and bravo to her. This should be a major league story on Fox News until the cowardly CNN, the Crescent News Network, picks it up, until every newspaper in America finally covers the story. Because if we don't support the families of the fallen SEALs who were put on that ill-fated helicopter at this time, then we're worthless. As Americans, they protect us, as do all of the other combat veterans and combat soldiers. But as you well know, there are units like the SEALs that get a lot of the credit, but there are other such units you never hear about who also put themselves in danger on the front lines on a regular basis. If they have no confidence that we are not watching their backs, we the people, that if something goes awry, we're not going to talk about it, why the hell should they put themselves out there for us? They're not crazy. They're patriotic. There's a big difference between being a patriot and being crazy. And the crazy ones are the ones who commit crimes and wind up in prison. The brave ones are the ones who do this for the sake of the nation. I don't think you understand what I'm saying to you. There's a very thin borderline between the criminal who is crazy brave and the patriot who is crazy brave. But basically, you're dealing with a similar type of human being in some ways. It's a very interesting analysis that is not really on target for what we're talking about today. But if we don't cover their back, who will and when? Right now we have another parent whose son was killed on Extortion 17. Bob, calling from somewhere in the United States of America. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you very much for calling.
You bet. Michael, I first of all wanted to thank you for spending the time on this discussion. I think it's something that needs to have happened. It should have happened a long time ago. There are too many unanswered questions, but I did have a couple of comments on some possibly misinformation that that you've mentioned.
I really hope you will.
The CH-47 helicopter.
Yeah, go ahead.
It may have been an old one, but when you hit with an RPG a rotor blade of any helicopter, doesn't matter how old or how new it is, it's going to go down, and that's apparently what happened. So I think that's not the place to look. I was speaking
But why would they have put them on an old helicopter instead of a modern Swift attack helicopter?
Well, it wouldn't have made any difference. Any RPG that hits the main rotor blade, it could be the newest helicopter in the world, and it's going to crash.
All right, fair enough. But how do we know it hit the rotor blade?
Because the photos indicated that it did. I've seen the photos, and it shows
okay,
the bloat.
So you disagree with the parents of Mr. Vaughn, who say that they shouldn't have been flying on it. You don't agree with her that they should have been on an MH-47?
No, it wouldn't have made a difference. I've flown helicopters, and I'm familiar with the CH-47.
Fair enough. Go ahead. Now, by the way, I want to repeat. You had a son who died on this mission?
Yes, he was SEAL Team 6. He was on that Extortion 17.
Do you care to give us his name? I'm not pushing the issue, but...
Derek Benson.
Okay, fair enough. I don't want to make you feel more uncomfortable than you may already.
From California, we're close by you.
Okay.
But what I wanted to mention is that those are kind of red herrings. I think the more important thing is why was there someone sitting on top of that rooftop waiting for the helicopter to come by? Because no one sits on rooftops all night long waiting for a troop of helicopters to come by. And the other thing is the black box being missing. That's totally unheard of. They have transponders in them. They should have found that thing within minutes. There's no reason that they didn't find that.
Do you also find it odd that they switched out the Afghanis who were on the manifest?
I found that extremely troubling. And
how did you feel about them cremating the body of your hero son?
You know, I didn't know about that. And I'm still unclear as to whether that happened. It disturbs me greatly that happened.
Does the military own the body? They can do what they want with it?
I guess so.
You mean when a person joins the military, they give up their rights to a religious burial?
Yeah, it's amazing to me that happened.
Really? But they were very, very sensitive to the burial of Osama bin Laden and his religious needs. They gave him a Muslim burial with an imam. But your son, they turned into ashes and sent you back a jar.
That's pretty disgusting if that, in fact, did happen. And I'm very distressed at that particular process. But I do know that when the helicopter was shot in the main rotor blade, a CH-47 has two main rotors, and if one comes apart, it literally tore itself apart in the air. So there were some of the guys ejected.
Well, Mr. Strange said that his son was one of those who jumped out of the helicopter as it was going down, along with several others. Do you have any confirmation of that?
I have confirmation that there were three bodies, not identified but seen through the night vision scope from the gunship that was overhead. But it appears that they were ejected as the helicopter ripped itself apart. You got to remember, it was only going at 60 knots. It was just 1 minute out to landing, and it was 100 feet above the ground. So when it just ripped itself apart, it literally threw some of the guys out to the back.
But you don't know whether they survived.
As far as I know, they did not.
I don't know how anyone could survive
from that altitude.
I mean, you could be Superman. You're not going to survive.
Yeah.
But yet Mr. Strange believes that his son did survive and was actually in a shootout, and there was a group of Taliban waiting for them on the ground because they knew where they were going to be shot down. That's his allegation.
I'm not surprised that the Taliban may be close by, because I did see it was a classified video of a gunship laying a mat of ammunition, or a mat of shots. You can see the trace of bullets going around the wreckage to keep the Taliban away.
Oh,
now,
boy.
The one thing I started thinking about, if that was only part of the video, I wonder where the rest of the bullets went.
Oh, God.
But there's something to think about.
Now, did you fly helicopters in the military yourself?
Not in the military, but I have flown them.
Is there anything else you care to tell the United States people listening to the show right now?
I hope that you stay on top of this and we get to the real issues. I think if there is some cover-up, it comes from up high. I know it did not come from the lower military, for instance, Stev Group, from where Derek was trained with, because I know those guys very well. I talked personally to the guy who made the call for the helicopter to go when he was in Afghanistan. And these guys are straight shooters. So I think it was someone up high that in the admiral or the general level that may have made the call, or the CIA, to change out the Afghanis the last minute.
Oh, God. It gets worse by the minute. Well, without sounding, like a hackneyed talk show host in the media, I can speak for the people listening to the show, because they can't, and say that we salute you and your loss, because there's nothing else to be said.
Yep. But thank you for doing that, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being on the Savage Nation. Well, there you go again. And I think maybe more of the parents are going to start coming forward to Fox News and to other radio shows who are willing to listen. I want you to hear now clip three from Mrs. Vaughn, whose son died. And she blames Joe Biden. Listen to clip three.
As soon as Joe Biden announced that it was a SEAL team who took out bin Laden, within 24 hours, my son called me. And I rarely heard him ever sound afraid in his adult life. And he said, Mom, his tone was extraordinarily serious. He said, you need to wipe your social media clean. I mean, you need to get everything off of it now. And I said, of course, son, I will. What's wrong? And he said, Mom, there's chatter, and your life is in danger. Our lives are in danger, so clean it up right now. The community was very unnerved by that unveiling. So, yes, a target got put on their back, and it got put on the backs of every group that would work with SEAL Team 6 from that point forward.
That is the mother of one of the SEALs in the helicopter, and she said Joe Biden that made it his announcement. And then her life was in danger. How's that for a superb vice president, a Democrat who prides himself in living? He lives at the, where does he live? In the naval, he lives there on one of the military bases, doesn't he? He's around all of the Navy guys. Oh, he lives at the Navy headquarters there. I wonder how they feel about Joe Biden. Fort Lauderdale, WFTL, Rolanda, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I have such tremendous respect for you and what you do. These two incidents, Benghazi and Extortion 17, have bugged me a lot. But what really got me was I got to thinking about what I've been out of college for I'm 49 years old, mm-hmm. but I was thinking about some of the political science courses that I took. Mm-hmm. And during the course of one in particular, I think this was a military history course or something like that, I had a very liberal professor. And one of the things he said was that a lot of those special ops, and particularly the Navy SEALs, they were too masculine and they were too Caucasian in terms of in other words, they're not...
And was your professor himself of Caucasian descent?
Yes, a white liberal. And I,
why didn't he join the SEALs then, if he was afraid of, if it wasn't diverse enough? He could have joined. He could have gotten some of his friends from the club to join as well. I doubt very much they would have been let through the door. Obama. But I get the point. Rolanda, I forgot to start sending out copies of A Time for War. I'm going to send you a free copy. Please stay on the line. Look, I have an announcement to make, and I'm going to make it right now. Take it for what it is. I'm on the air today. I've been on all week. This is a very tough subject for me. I don't know how to put this without sending off alarms or a panic bell. I'm going to be off the air for a few days, beginning tomorrow, because just as you just heard about some chatter, danger, I'm disappearing for a few days. I'll be here tonight, but not tomorrow, probably not Monday, but I'm leaving for a few days. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. His skin was always yellow because it oozed so horribly. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite,
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the probiotic. Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
KSFO traffic coming to Pro.co. If you're on your way to the A's game, southbound 880, just a little slow from 980 through downtown. On your way to the Coliseum, eastbound 580 North Flynn Road, have a crash. Couple of cars off to the right shoulder now. Injuries involved. Counter commute on the snow grade. Southbound 680 Scott Creek, actually in Fremont. A couple of cars involved in that one. Still slow out of San Francisco, northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck. Slow in Marin as well, northbound 101 from Richardson Bay Bridge to 580. I'm Dave Fouch, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Sequester, the fiscal cliff, remember those? The economic policies are what they are, folks. The big question is, how will these policies affect you and me going forward? I'm Brian Sussman. Bottom line, 2013 is going to cost us all money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments are you making to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor, 15 offices in the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's been in the biz for over 30 years and has a reputation for doing what's best for you. Call him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at an office in your area. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events.
Your company has unlicensed software on company computers. You told management, but they ignore the problem. Be part of the solution by reporting software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance. Go online and report it at nopiracy.org.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
On the next morning show, a program dedicated to you, Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9, right here on KSFO.
Well, look, I don't have to go on with this. Maybe you're bored of it. Maybe it's not as interesting as Anthony Weiner's sexting or Mr. Filner's philandering. Maybe you'd rather I talk about skirts. I mean, that's America today. Sex. Sex sells. I mean, I could go Hollywood on you. We could do that. That's far more interesting. What do you care about a group of white men who died in a plane, in a helicopter crash? Isn't that why they joined the military? Isn't that what you're thinking? Who cares? What do you care? There's plenty of white men. I mean, they join the military because that's what they do. They like to kill people. So that's what you must be thinking, all you liberals. That's what happens. Did you see this little story about your president? College Republicans were denied admission to an Obama speech today for the president's protection. Let me repeat it in case you missed it. The dictator-in-chief gave a speech today, and college Republicans were denied admittance to the Obama speech. That's at the University of Central Missouri. Students wearing Tea Party T-shirts and others who wore patriotic or Republican-inspired clothing were turned away at the door because they were considered a threat to the president. Even though they held tickets to the event and they were students. Now, if you're a college Republican and you hope to attend a speech by the president in the future, some are suggesting you wear a Che Guevara T-shirt or I Heart Kim Jong-un campaign button or perhaps a ball cap displaying the slogan Obama Girl prominently above the brim. That the president will approve, according to the article published today in National Review Online. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's go to a different topic. Houston, Texas, KSEV in Houston. Jerry, thank you for calling us from Texas. Go ahead, please.
Gosh, Michael, so many things that need investigating and so few people willing to investigate. You were talking about the royal family the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I have this to say about that. I would much rather have England's royal family than our royal family.
Who is our royal family?
Obama and family. They act like they're royalty. They are costing us $1.2 billion per year.
Yep. Well, I agree with you on the fact that their trip, well, just their little trip to Africa cost $100 million swept under the rug. So,
yes, we're well aware.
Now, then they're going to Martha's Vineyard next week for another vacation on the government dime while they're printing money to keep themselves living like the Romanovs.
Yeah, there's no end to them on their vacations.
He works very hard raising money, and so he needs a lot of rest in between. Thank you for the call. Any other calls? KSFO, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, a point that hasn't been raised about those poor boys and their bodies being cremated. How standard of practice is that for the military to return dead servicemen in a cremated form? If it's not,
I don't know, but I know that they respected the wishes of the Muslim religion with regard to the world's number one terrorist, Osama bin Laden. They gave him a very, very, very important burial at sea with an imam, with all of the proper prayers made. But, of course, when these boys died, they didn't get a Christian burial, did they?
Well, no, they didn't.
Well, you don't want to offend the atheists and the witches and the warlocks in the military, do you? By giving anyone a Christian burial, you just turn them into ash. Because that's the diverse way. That's the diverse way under this administration. Anyway, look, I'm trying to add facetiousness to a very serious topic. Sometimes being comedic in the political arena doesn't work. Perhaps that was one of the times.
Well, I bless you for bringing this story to light. The last point I wanted to make was, if they did it under the premise of protecting the families, the parents you had on last night were given photos, he said, of his son. So the logic of all that just goes completely out the window. It just, a deviation from something standard and the little details and the lies like this just stink. And I,
well, do you think that Congressman Chaffetz of Utah is going to get a hearing going? Do you think he's going to have enough support?
I believe he himself has the will to do it, but what can conspire against him or contrive to stop it from happening, you know, God only knows.
I hope that the hearings do occur, but I kind of doubt it. Spain, remember the train in Spain was going more than twice the speed limit, and the man boasted about it on social media, the guy who was driving the train. Yeah, he had a good time. It was a toy train to him. This just came out on Drudge. Feds demand web firms turn over passwords. You hear this one? Well, that's your president. I mean, you can't leave him in danger. And it's for national security. For the sake of security of the Reich demands that you turn over user account passwords to protect the Führer. Feds tell web firms to turn over user account passwords. Now, of course, those are typically stored in encrypted form, but that was before Obama. See, you have to start a new calendar in American history. It's a U.S. history, B.O., before Obama, and A.O., after Obama. And after Obama, the Constitution was thrown out the window, because in order to protect the Führer, you have to make sure that the Reich has access to all encrypted data, for the sake of security, you understand. That's how it works. Already the hour is over? Well, we'll go on to other topics, perhaps, and stick with a few of these calls. The phone number is 855-400-7282. One of the congressmen, and there are some great ones, Steve King, gave a great speech that we have. Pelosi on Wiener. She's a very important woman, you know. That's what she's focusing on. The phony scandals that are very real to Americans, but not to the president. We'll talk about that. All of this and more right here on the Savage Nation.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
But with this endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say this needs to stop. This needs to stop. This moment does not require short-term thinking. It does not require having the same old stale debates. Our focus has to be on the basic economic issues that matter most to you, the people we represent.
All right, turn them off. Now, I'm going to ask you the question, which scandals are phony? Are there any liberals listening to the Savage Nation on my 200 or so affiliates who believe that the scandals are phony? And which are the phony ones? Now, before you open your big mouths, which I know you're good at, most of you liberals, your hero, your leader, the president, has already acknowledged the seriousness of two of the scandals. He said when he talked about the IRS, he was going to get to the bottom of it. But I guess now it's a phony scandal. He then rewrote Department of Justice rules based on the excessive investigation of tarring James Rosen. But I guess that doesn't count. I guess Benghazi is a phony scandal to you liberals because it doesn't matter. After all, what's the death of an ambassador and a few, you know, white guys who were defending him? That doesn't matter. So I guess those are phony scandals to you if you look at it from the point of view of medical marijuana. But I would ask you, which one of these is a phony scandal? Moreover, I'd like to ask the second question. What does Obama know about creating jobs? He, by his own admission, I'll never forget this speech forever, when he was just at the beginning of his presidency, when he still had training wheels, and he was intimidated to walk up to Air Force One because he couldn't believe he pulled off such a scam, and he looked like, oh, my God, look what I did. When he still had training wheels, he said, after all, what does a guy like me do? Nothing. He said, we don't do anything in Washington. And he said, all we do is push paper around. What does he know about creating jobs? I mean, realistically, nothing. What can a radical leftist know about creating a job? All I do is steal from the public and give it out to those who don't work in order to garner votes and to destroy the bourgeoisie. You know, I have to keep going back to the primary argument I made in Trickle Down Tyranny, my great book, the greatest book of the century in talk radio anyway. If talk radio has been around for a century, I doubt it. But you think about it. Here's a book that lays out in detail, in great detail, the Leninism of Obama and the fact that in everything he did, everything he ever wrote, he showed himself to be a man who hated the middle class. He was opposed to the middle class. That's how he got where he is. He repeated the mumbo-jumbo of the left. And the left always hated the middle class. They, after all, they hate the white picket fence. They hated mom and pa. They hated Christianity. They hated religion. They hated the normal nuclear family. That's the middle class. So everything he was steeped in, he has enacted. And his primary target was the middle class called the bourgeoisie. You think it's an accident that the middle class in America is now ranked number, I think, 32 in the world? You understand what Obama has done? He's telling you he cares about the middle class, but he's attacking the middle class. Look, I try to warn you. I put the evidence out there for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle Down Tyranny. I explained who Obama was. I told you the whole story. Many of you bought it, and that's fine. If the rest of you want to keep your head in the sand, I can't help you. But it's pretty clear to me that he is a fellow traveler of the far left that has targeted the bourgeoisie or the middle class from the day he was, let's say, cognizant of political things. It's a totally false argument that there are phony scandals. They're all real. And he himself admitted that two out of three of them he was going to take under advisement and do something about it. So we can move on if you wish, or you can call about that. Or you want to talk about the SEAL crash, we could do that. The phone number is 855-400-7282. We have another wonderful soundbite for you on the Savage Nation that you may have missed. And that is the none other than the strange Mrs. Dr. Strangelove, Nancy Pelosi in clip 6.
I think I've spoken and acted in terms of Anthony Weiner.
Hold it. Did she say she spoke in accents in terms of Anthony Weiner, or she speaks in tongues? Let's play 6 again. I missed that. She spoke in accents?
I think I've spoken and acted in terms of Anthony Weiner.
Accent?
In terms of when he was in the Congress of the United States. In his case, in the case of Mayor Filner, clearly they have both admitted they need therapy. I think maybe that therapy could better be accomplished in private.
Do you stay in the race?
That's up to the people of New York.
Okay, next clip, please.
Let me be very clear. The conduct of some of these people that we're talking about here is reprehensible. It's so disrespectful of women.
Oh, so she got
and
the
what's really
today.
Stunning about it is they don't even realize it. You know, they don't have a clue. And it is really, if they're clueless, get a clue. If they need therapy, do it in private.
Wow, that's strong. Now, you can imagine what she'd say about a Republican who repeatedly molested staff members or a Republican who masturbated on the Internet and then showed the world. I mean, this is unbelievable. So there's no double standard when it comes to the Democrats. What else is in the news? Well, a lot. An awful lot of news, and I don't want to give it to you. But it was the same bumbling Nancy Pelosi who actually stopped the Congress from eliminating the surveillance of all Americans. So you have to understand that she's a very dangerous person. She may act like a bumbling old woman, but she's the opposite of that. She's extremely competent, extremely deadly. Don't underestimate her. There was an amendment to stop the NSA spying on the average American. It was Nancy Pelosi herself who saved the NSA surveillance program. And that's why it's important that she give a speech on Anthony Weiner, because that's really what's important. Nancy Pelosi had meetings and made a plea to vote against the amendment, and we are told that that's what had the biggest effect on swing Democratic votes against the amendment than anything else. And so 111 liberal to moderate Democrats voted for the amendment alongside 94 Republicans. Many Democrats understood that limiting the NSA's ability to collect data on Americans' telephone records was a very serious issue and one that could bring them down. But it was Pelosi herself who privately and aggressively lobbied those Democrats who were, you know, wobbling to torpedo this amendment. She's the one who did it. So don't underestimate Nancy Pelosi. I think it's all an act. The bumbling is strictly created to disarm the opposition. I'd like to know how in the world she gets away with this, because Nancy Pelosi is not a stranger to intelligence issues. She was a member of the House's Intelligence Committee in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. She's become increasingly skeptical of surveillance powers authorized by the Patriot Act, which she voted against in 05. She voted against the Patriot Act. So why would she vote in favor of killing this amendment, which would have stopped the NSA spying? Because she answered to President Obama, who wants this power to blackmail any American, all in the guise of protecting the Reich from terrorists. 855-400-7282. Remember, the Reich needs protection. And in order to protect the Reich, we must do extraordinary things in the name of the Reich to protect the Reich. So that's how it works. So remember, there's a new calendar out there. It's B.O. before Obama and A.O. after Obama. American history has changed A.O. Get it? It's A-OK now. WABC Lance, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your topic? Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Mr. Savage. I'm reading this book, and the chapter is The Cover-Up on the Cover-Up, and it's basically about the American pilot, Scott Spiker, that was shot down back in 1991. And again, it just seems like there's a cover-up again. This book is remarkable, and it's running parallel to exactly what you're referring to in regards to the Navy SEALs.
Well, I don't want to get into that case too heavily, but what is it? His plane crashed where?
His plane crashed on one of the raids over into Baghdad, and the pilot went down. He flew off the USS Saratoga. And it's apparently they knew where he was. He left the signs on the ground for other ships, aircraft to come, and his buddies went back over and saw him. But they kept covering it up and covering it up, and it wasn't until maybe 2002 that it finally got settled, that they declared him dead. They said he was killed in action.
All right, so it's not the first time, but this is the first time that all these SEALs died in one incident like this. And were put on an old helicopter, and there were Afghanis aboard who were not on the manifest, who were swapped out at the last minute, and bodies were cremated. That's the difference. Now, that's according to the parents. And now there's misinformation coming out that all SEALs sign their wills before they go out on a mission. I'm getting people saying, oh, this is nothing unusual. Every SEAL signs a will before they go out on a mission. Well, according to yesterday's interview, do we have that interview at all, by the way, for today? Do we have it anywhere of Mr. and Mrs. Strange on the Savage Nation? Do we have that ready to go, or that's in the queue? Where is it? It's too long for us to play the whole thing. But on this program yesterday, the parents of Mr. Strange claimed that they were shocked that their son told them at a barbecue a few weeks before going back to Afghanistan that he was signing a will. They had never heard that before, and he'd been on many missions before. So, what can I tell you? Phil on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Doctor, I appreciate you taking my call. You know, a couple of years ago, you were making a comment about, like, the Hollywood sewer pipe, and I think you were discussing the Batman movie and saying, you know, Hollywood kind of turned Batman into a kind of more of a pervert versus how he's been, you know, how he's been for decades in the comic book and so forth. And I don't know if you remember saying this, but you said, what's next? Is Hollywood going to turn the Lone Ranger into a pervert? Kind of said it facetiously, just kind of off the cuff.
Well, haven't they just done it with the Lone Ranger? It was a big flop. Didn't they turn it into a somewhat of a deviant, an Anthony Weiner with Anthony Weiner on a saddle?
And you called the shot 2 to 3 years ago.
Well, you don't have to be a genius to see who's running. Take a look at who's running Hollywood. I mean, you can figure out how their sick minds work. They're the sickest minds of our generation.
Are the most
powerful people in the world. The sickest minds of our generation are running the Idea Factory out of Hollywood. They have 400-foot yachts as a result of the pollution that they put out. I mean, the sewer pipe that comes out of their minds now infects the entire world. So how hard is it to figure out who they'll do next? I mean, it takes Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They'll turn it into a porno film. You just take anything sacred, anything beautiful, anything nice. Santa Claus. You could turn Santa Claus into a deviant who molests children on a sled. I mean, that might be a big hit for the holidays, something that the sickos in Hollywood might produce in between their crack fests. Look, I can go on and on. You want me to keep going with the one-line stand-ups now to give you some pleasure? But I won't do it. I don't know. I'm in a kind of a down mood. I'm a little tired, frankly. Let's go to the callers. Michael on KSFO. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, Michael. I would suggest that the SEALs were killed essentially to silence them.
Silence them from saying or delivering what message?
Saying that it was not, in fact, they who killed Osama bin Laden. That he was, in fact, killed by his bodyguards as they approached. But that they were to be kept silent from saying that or letting it be known so that the president could claim victory.
So where did you get this idea from? Is it your own, or is it what's going on the internet now?
On my part, however, it's that speculation is based on strong suspicion that was aroused instantly as soon as it became known that although Osama bin Laden was dead, that his body was going to be put in a situation where nobody could ever examine it. There was never a forensic report. There was never an autopsy.
Yeah, that's why he was buried at sea.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was no pictures ever released. That was odd. So the whole thing is a construct about Obama. Everything about him is a fake. Virtually everything from top to bottom.
Seems like it.
Yeah, it's eerie. It's very eerie. He gives everybody the creeps, frankly. Yeah, this is a very creepy presidency. There's no question, except for those on food stamps, welfare, and those receiving SOLA grants. Or those in the medical profession who are capitalizing on his revamping of American medicine, turning it into a third-world medical system. Let me play one more clip today. Mr. Vaughn, who was also on Fox News today, again, credit to the one woman on Fox News who has the guts to cover real stories. Listen to the clip for what Mr. Vaughn said. His son died.
There are some staggering things that we've learned, such as Afghanis that were on the manifest that night were not the Afghanis that died. In other words, we found out they were switched out at the very last minute in such a rush that the manifest couldn't be changed, which is very, very dangerous and very uncommon.
Okay, that's the mother, Mrs. Vaughn. Again, you didn't hear this. Seven Afghanis soldiers were supposed to fly. At the last minute, they didn't fly. New Afghanis appeared in uniform. Their names were not even put on the manifest. There's now rumors that they executed the SEALs or got into a gunfight with them because they were suicide death merchants. They were ready to die for their cause, their sick, perverted, twisted, throwback cause, and they took the men out, or at least many of them, on the helicopter. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Melanie Morgan here to tell you about LASIK with Dr. William Ellis. I know Dr. Ellis, and I've spent time at his facilities. In fact, I referred my sister to him. Dr. Ellis provides the highest quality LASIK care with the very best equipment available. He's Stanford trained and a LASIK pioneer. And the best part is that he's very affordable. Why not take action now and really enjoy your summer? Swim, play tennis, camp, do all the things that would enhance your daily activities without having to wear glasses or contacts. And now, for a limited time, Dr. Ellis is performing high-definition wavefront LASIK at a $1,500 discount. That's right, $1,500 off the regular price. And excellent financing is available for all of their convenient Bay Area locations. This is a limited offer, so call 888-657-1166. That's 888-657-1166. Put yourself in the experienced and caring hands of Dr. Ellis. Call now, 888-657-1166.
This is Mark Flagle, inviting you to visit Flagle's Home Furnishings during our store-wide summer sale, on now. I'm happy to announce a special offer from Stickley Furniture. Through Monday, July 29th, all Stickley Mission Oak and Mission Cherry furniture is being offered at 40% off the retail price. This is a short-term, factory-authorized sale, not to be missed. Stickley Mission is the most popular style furniture in America today, and Flagle's is proud to be the largest Stickley dealer on the West Coast. So if you're in the market for Mission furniture for your living room, dining room, bedroom, or family room, now is the time to act. Come to Flagle's and save 40% on your purchase. Stickley Mission Furniture, made in America. Flagle's Summer Sale, where interior design excellence and quality furniture with style and flair are blended to make your furniture shopping experience most enjoyable. Flagle's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagles.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And, why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous, and it's all thanks to Ovation, because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow-dried it, jumped in chlorine with it, everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy. And I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again. And now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair, and I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
On the next morning show, a program dedicated to you, Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9, right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I challenge people to call on which scandals are phony. I mean, Obama says that the scandals are all phony, yet he himself addressed several of them and said they're not phony, and he's going to get to the bottom of them. So I have a liberal who says they're all phony. Walter in New York on WABC. Go ahead, please. Which scandals are phony?
Well, first I would say the
the NSA scandal is probably the biggest phony of out of all of them.
All right, so you like the idea of being spied on. That's good. Very good. What else?
No, I like the idea of our government protecting us from dangerous individuals.
Oh, so let me ask you, did you support the Patriot Act when Bush was president?
To tell you the truth, I wasn't even so much aware of it at the time. But
I suppose you would have opposed it if a Republican wanted to spy on you. But which other scandals are phony?
Well, the IRS one is obviously phony, too.
Wait. Your president, your leader, your Fuhrer, himself gave a speech when it came out that the IRS was spying on people and targeting people. And he himself said he'd get to the bottom of it. So you don't even know about that part of his own speech. So apparently you're too ignorant to even understand what you're talking about. But thank you. That's typical of liberalism, especially Upper West Side liberals from New York who listen religiously.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Oakland police are searching for who shot and killed a 66-year-old woman while she was driving a few blocks from her home. Police say suspects apparently fired directly into the driver's Subaru Outback near a cemetery yesterday afternoon. Various media reports say the victim is Judy Solomon, a longtime neighborhood presence. The Oakland City Council may vote tonight to censure one of their own. A hearing scheduled on a proposal to censure Councilwoman Delsley Brooks for allegedly interfering with construction and operation of two city recreation centers in her district in East Oakland. City Council President Patricia Kerningham is recommending Brooks for censure. She cites a recent Alameda County civil grand jury report that found that city contracting, purchasing, and hiring rules were circumvented for the teen center projects. Weather, pretty much the same the next few days. A few degrees cooler, but it'll be low 60s on the coast to the upper 80s inland. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Free Friday night bands on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. See a different band every Friday night for free. This Friday, see Berlin featuring Terry Nunn. Full lineup at beachboardwalk.com.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation, plus for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation, plus American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326. Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
On the next morning show, a program dedicated to you, Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9, right here on KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. You know, there are some great congressmen and senators out there. Sometimes it sounds as though I have no faith in any of them. It's not true. Senator Inhofe is a great man. There are tremendous people out there. Congressman Culberson, Texas, great man. We have a speech from Congressman Steve King discussing immigration in America, which is being ridiculed by the socialists and communists in the media. But you have to listen to it yourself. Listen to it right now.
I wanted to come to the floor and talk about this country that we have, this civilization that we have, the foundations of our civilization, and what's required to retain them and enhance them and move this country beyond the shining city on the hill, and to a place beyond there, onward and upward. Ronald Reagan often described the shining city on the hill. He described it as America that is, an America that was, and an America that is. And we were always challenged by the dream, but he didn't actually articulate, that I recall, something beyond this shining city. But societies must progress, and those that progress the most effectively and those that can be sustained the longest need to be built upon solid pillars. The shining city on the hill, standing true and strong on a granite ridge, was built on a solid foundation. And I argue that the foundation of it are the pillars of American exceptionalism. And those pillars are listed in the Bill of Rights. And you add to that free enterprise capitalism, Judeo-Christian values, the foundation of our culture, which welcomes all religions. And on top of that, the dream that inspired legal immigrants to come to America, and that dream embodied within the vision of the image of the Statue of Liberty. That's the American dream. That's the American country that we are. And that's the foundation upon which we've got to build our American future. But how did we get here? What was the reason that these pieces came together? How was it our founding fathers came to a conclusion that we would have freedom of speech, religion, assembly, the right to keep and bear arms, freedom of the press, that we would have property rights, that we would have Fourth Amendment rights against search and seizure, unreasonable search and seizure, that we would not have to face any kind of jury but a jury of our peers, and that we would not suffer double jeopardy, and that justice would be blind, and every person would stand before the law treated equally. The Lady Justice, the statue we see of Lady Justice, holding the scales of justice perfectly balanced, is almost always shown to us blindfolded, because justice is blind. But justice is not a feeling. Justice is something that has to be delivered by the law. Now, where did that come from? How could it happen that these founding fathers could come together on what was an obscure place on the planet and get these ideas so well articulated that they could be the foundation of the greatest nation the world has seen, the strongest economy the world has seen, the most dominant culture and civilization the world has seen, the furthest reach in our economy, the furthest reach in our influence strategically. How did this all happen? And I would take you back, Mr. Speaker, to think a little bit about the formation of, I'll say, modern history. I'd take you back to Mosaic Law, before the time of Christ, when Moses, who looks down upon us right now, the only face that is looking directly at us from all of these faces of law providers in history, Moses looks down over this chamber in full-faced form. And he's looking back here, and he sees, as we should see, "In God We Trust," our national motto. Mosaic Law came down from the mount, was handed to civilization. It emerged through the Greek civilization as the Greeks were developing their Age of Reason, and they were talking about the foundation of Western civilization. On this continent now, we have the wisdom of the Founding Fathers. I believe they are inspired by God. Who could create a giant Petri dish that's so robust that it could settle a continent in the blink of an historical eye and leave such a foundation for the growth of population and the image and the inspiration of faith and freedom? Who could do that? Not man. We can create this new America that is not tied to the pillars of American exceptionalism. We can sacrifice some of those principles, and we'll still be a country okay because we've got some political pressure that says we should sacrifice this principle or we should chisel away some pieces out of this beautiful marble pillar of American exceptionalism. Imagine what it would be like. What if this Congress and this culture, which directs this Congress, what if we decided you're going to have limited speech, certain things you can't say? And we'll give you the list of words that you can't utter, because if you do that, you're going to be violating somebody's sense of political correctness. What if we said that you can assemble, but we're going to diminish your right to assemble because sometimes we disagree with what comes out of those meetings? If America would banish people into the hinterlands for let's say, giving a speech that was disagreed with by three people, that's all it took, three. They were restrained, of course, because they didn't want to be the next one banished. But that was the system. We're not going to limit freedom of speech in this country. And we're not going to limit freedom of assembly. We're not going to say you can't get together and talk about these things, because we know that in open public discourse and dialogue, what emerges from that are, we believe, in this reason that has we've inherited from the Greeks and other civilizations, that what will emerge is the most logical, rational policy. That's what I'm advocating for, Mr. Speaker. I want the most logical, rational policy. And I think we need a policy that's right for America. I have an obligation to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and represent my constituents and represent my state and represent my country. So here's my point, Mr. Speaker, and that is this. Our southern border is porous. It's not as porous as it was 7 or 8 years ago, mainly because the economy has grown in Mexico at about twice the rate that it's grown in the United States over the last 4.5 or 5 years. We don't have as much pressure on our border. But I can tell you this, 80 to 90% of the illegal drugs consumed in America come from or through Mexico. I can tell you that in Mexico, they are recruiting kids to be drug smugglers. Between the ages of 11 and 18, they have arrested and, I believe, incarcerated, and the number of convictions, that actually may be the number of convictions, but it's at least this, over 800 per year over the last couple of years at that ratio of those who are kids who are smuggling drugs into the United States. We pick up some on our side of the border, that adds to that number, the ones we catch. Many get away every night. Some come across the border, smuggling drugs across the border. Increasingly, the higher value drugs, heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine in some form or another, are being strapped to the bodies sometimes of young girls, teenage girls. The media is replete with this. Anybody that reads the paper should know, especially those that live on the border should know, that there are many, many young people coming across the border unlawfully who are smuggling drugs into the United States. They should also know that now the drug cartels and I mean specifically the Mexican drug cartels, have taken over drug distribution in most of the major cities in America. I think Intel will tell you every major city in America. And the numbers that I've seen go from a little over 200 cities in the country to 2,000. I don't know what population that dials it down to or what areas. I haven't seen the map. But it should be appalling to a country and a civilization to see that that's taking place. When you understand that, according to the Drug Enforcement Agency, of every chain of illegal drug distribution we have in the country, they will tell you, at least privately, as they have to me on multiple occasions, that at least one link are illegal aliens that are smuggling drugs into the United States. It's important that we know that as a Congress, as a country, as a civilization. If we deny those facts, if we deny the information that comes even out of the Obama administration that certainly supports those, if you deny the information that comes out through the major media that's there, if you deny what we're told by our law enforcement officers on the border of the United States that are continually interdicting drugs at about the same rate that they did those 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, when the population of illegal was flowing over the border at a faster rate than it is today, the illegal drugs coming across the border are roughly similar to that time. That says there is still a high demand in the United States. A high demand means drugs are likely to come in. If we are enforcing our borders and tightening down security, the price of drugs should go up. If you look at the price of drugs, I think you're going to find that we haven't been very effective in interdicting drugs coming across our southern border. We need a secure border. We need to build a fence, a wall, and another fence. So we've got two patrolling zones. We need to put the sensory devices on top of there. We need to use our boots on the ground in the most effective way possible. No nation should have an open borders policy. No nation should have a blind eye policy towards the enforcement of the laws. No nation can long remain a great nation if they decide to sacrifice the rule of law on the altar of political expediency. No nation like the United States of America can continue to grow and be a strong nation if we are going to judge people because they disagree with our agenda rather than the content of their statement. We have to be critical thinkers. We have to be analytical. We should understand facts from emotion. With that, Mr. Speaker, I would yield back the balance of my time.
The gentleman yields back.
Savage Nation, you just heard one of the Lone Rangers left in Congress. He's one of the few, and that's Stephen King. And for this speech, which traced the history of America back to the belief in God, back to Mosaic Law, he was roundly ridiculed by those on the left side of things, those on the wrong side of things, who basically are calling him an extremist for defining Western civilization. They had the nerve to call it a rant on Western civilization by Representative Stephen King, and some moron named Matt Vassil Gambros wrote how more than 3,000 years of history has culminated with building a fence on the Mexican border. He thought it was a joke. He thought it was a joke because this moron who writes for the National Journal, which is a left-wing website, tried to make Stephen King into what he isn't. He said, class in session, the Honorable Stephen King would like to give a lesson on the foundation of Western civilization. And then they say that the Republican congressman from Iowa, who was recently attacked for his comments on illegal immigration, calling them drug-toting Mexicans have calves the size of cantaloupes, took the House floor on Thursday to explain in a 27-minute speech the roots of the United States and how the people of this country are not living up to the example of the Founding Fathers. And he thought that was laughable. He thought it was laughable that the congressman's speech went back to the beginning, to Jesus, to Mosaic Law. And then he talked about when the Visigoths sacked Rome in 410 A.D. Then we saw civilization itself tumble and crumble, and we saw the heathens break down everything that represented the old culture, anything that represented real civilization. Then Stephen King went on and said, monks and scribes preserved documents and civilization itself in monasteries across Europe, which are the centers of knowledge. And they, of course, they laughed at him over that. Before too long, he said, Congressman King moved on to Martin Luther, the spirit of the Catholic Church, Christopher Columbus, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and finally to the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. And then they mocked Stephen King, this idiot, and said his point was quite simple. And then he said, but in the end, this speech wasn't about the Romans or the Greeks or the Visigoths. It was about Mexicans. When he said our southern border is porous and we need to build a fence, a wall, and then another fence. I happen to agree with Congressman King, and I think that he's a brilliant man and a real fighter for the American way. And I think this Matt character, who's just another snotty jerk with overly large glasses and overly large teeth, who thinks he's bidding for a job on MSNBC, is all wrong. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Hey, I've got a less than extreme home makeover you can do in about 20 minutes by yourself. Listen to me. Interior decorators will tell you this. The fastest, most economical way to change the look of any room is by adding designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Easy. And with my buddies at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. With prices lower than those giant chain home improvement stores, you can do it now for so little money, you'll wish you'd done it months ago. Make your house look nice. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my place? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Need another reason? How about saving an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now? And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states wasn't enough for you, they're also giving away $5,000. Get on the computer and go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Get on it. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And, why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous, and it's all thanks to Ovation, because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow-dried it, jumped in chlorine with it, everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy. And I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again. And now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair, and I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Well, the fiscal cliff is really old news, but the bottom line is that for you and me, hey, we're going to see more money coming out of our pockets to pay for all this stuff. I'm Brian Sussman, and I'm concerned about my financial planning. I want a good game plan. How about you? One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci, a local independent financial advisor. Whatever your tax bracket is, you can expect more taxes out of your pocket. And as the new economic policies play out, hey, what's your best move for financial planning and retirement? Pat Vitucci, 15 offices around the Bay Area. We've done many seminars together. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard
way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, here's some positive news coming out of the Defense Department. Apparently, there are some generals left who have the guts and the brains to stand up to the madness coming out of the State Department and the Executive Office. The Pentagon announced yesterday that the U.S. will delay sending four F-16 fighters to Egypt. Really? Isn't that interesting? But the U.S. still plans to move forward with a joint military exercise with the Egyptian military. That's interesting. They're still not calling it a coup. They're still sending $1.5 billion in aid to Egypt annually, $1.3 billion of which is military assistance. But the F-16s are not going over there. I wonder how they managed to buck the manufacturers who would like to send arms to the worst enemy of ours in order to keep their factories turning. Anyway, that's good news. So apparently there are people within the Pentagon who are doing the right thing. No more fighter jets for Egypt. Yay, Pentagon. Let's go to the callers now. Alan Maryland, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. I think it's fair to say that we are pretty much in 1936 Germany. There's no question that the same players that played back then are in charge now. I knew a couple of these SEALs before they went on their last mission. I was actually out with them on the Wednesday before. One guy's name actually was Paul DeGren. And we were talking. He was actually a pilot. We had discussions about Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was killed by one of his top lieutenants December 13th, 2001. This is a fact. Most people with any common knowledge know this. The bottom line
is... So now, first of all, look, it's a national talk show. We're not just two guys in a bar. I have to say that I have to find that to be rather outlandish, but if you want to put forth that idea, I'm not going to stop you. I believe in free speech. So you're alleging that Osama bin Laden was dead for over 10 years and it was all a hoax. Okay. Now you're going to allege what, Al?
Because they were friends with the Bushes. They ate dinner 3 months before 9/11 at the Bush table in Texas.
Who did?
This country.
Who ate with the Bushes?
The bin Laden family. They were great friends with the Bushes.
Well, you don't mean Osama bin Laden. We know that the family was here in America, and they were ferried out of the country right after 9/11 to protect them. That we know.
Well, the bottom line here is, folks, that these SEALs were executed. They were shut up. They don't know to this day that it was actually Osama bin Laden that they shot and killed. This is to disturb things further. We are being taken down by a technocratic force. This is all corporate major. This is the military-industrial complex taking us to the second location. This is like taking a $5,000 bottle of wine and pouring grape juice in it. This is a nightmare. We're the worst Americans that ever existed for sitting here and letting them do this to us.
We'll have to cut it off at that point. I don't think that your sentiments are those of yours alone. I read the internet. I see these things. I know there are many people upset with what appears to be going on, and I'm not going to debate it. I'm not going to take the side of the opposition just to show that I'm fair-minded. As far as him being killed 10 years before, I find that bizarre. I don't believe it. But, given the fact that there were issues about Obama's friends and Obama's birth certificate, which was eliminated by the fabrication or whatever you want to call it, many people say that's not an issue, so they'll go past the issue. The issue of his college records being sealed, the whole story is fraudulent. I want to go back to my main point, and I'll move on again with the Obama thing. He's president now for, four and a half years? How long is it already that we've suffered under this man? I will say it again because I think it's the most salient point of all with regard to this man. Had he applied for a position as an FBI agent, he could not have gotten clearance to become an FBI agent. If Obama had applied to become a Secret Service agent to protect the president, because of his past associations, he could not have become a Secret Service agent. That's all you have to remember. I mean, the rest is just spurious or, you know, things people make up. He could not have qualified to become an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent owing to his friendships, his sitting in a church for 20 years listening to Hate America speeches by Reverend Wright, and many other things that were in his past. Say, well, what do I care about that? Don't care about it. It's too late to care about it anyway. As they say in the vernacular, the horse is out of the barn. So what's the point? Donna on WMAL in Washington, D.C., you're going to have the last word this hour. Make it quick.
Okay. Hello, Dr. Savage. I just wanted to say with respect to phony scandals, I believe that the Obama presidency was the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on America and the world. And on a lighter note, that Nancy Pelosi bite reminded my husband and I of the late actress from Bewitched. She played the mother, Agnes Moorehead.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch that, so I wouldn't know. But look, you're not alone. I would say that if the election for president were held again, even the tepid milquetoast Romney would win by 20 points today. There is the greatest buyer remorse, or shall I say voter remorse, in American history. But get ready for another vacation. He's back from Africa. He's giving some speeches, raising some money, and he's off to Martha's Vineyard to meet the poor of Martha's Vineyard. Not the billionaires, the poor. He's going there to cavort with the poor.
Savage.
Words that are foreign to President Obama and the Democrats. Here's the lead story. An internal document from a major league diplomat is shocking. It says Obama himself approved intelligence leaks on Israeli airstrikes in Syria. Read all about it. In other words, he stabbed Israel in the back. Attention, Jewish voters. Attention, Jewish voters. Your Messiah has stabbed Israel in the back. That shouldn't change anything, right? He's better than any Republican, isn't he? We're also talking about how the Nazis took control of Hollywood. Oh, my, my. And who's taking control of Hollywood now? It wouldn't be the Islamists, would it? Or the communist Chinese, would it? Read all about it on michaelsavage.com. Snowden gets 1 year asylum in Russia, leaves airport, and leaks the minute he leaves the airport. On the top left is a cartoon of Anthony Weiner, the schlemiel from Queens, making a mockery of his private parts. Front page cover of The New Yorker, showing him for what he is. A crazy psychotic, in my opinion. School defense textbook calling Muhammad God's messenger while not even mentioning Christianity or Judaism. That's what's going on in your country while you watched the crazy girls of Hollywood. Meanwhile, small-town police departments are getting billions of dollars in military hardware. That's right, the militarization of our local police. Any other questions? Senate kills effort to cut off aid to Egypt. Gitmo detainees can't get enough mommy porn. Don't even ask me what that is. Muslim children dressed in white death shrouds are in demonstrations in Egypt. I can't even finish that sentence. Reuters editor attacked by media for climate skepticism. He didn't do enough on the global warming coverage because they know it's fraudulent. So the editor was attacked for telling the truth, in other words. Al Gore training thousands of climate leaders, whatever that means. On the bottom of michaelsavage.com, we have some interesting stories. Dangers of fish oils and prostate cancer? It's based on fake science, says Dr. Michael Savage. Baboons, if you're a fan of baboons, they're displaying inexplicable behavior of mass apathy. They look like Republican voters. It came out today, a leak from a top diplomat, that Obama approved intelligence leaks on Israeli airstrikes in Syria. In other words, he stabbed the Israelis in the back. Attention, New York Israel lovers. You'll still vote D, won't you? Why shouldn't I? They're better than the Oz. The U.S. intelligence community leaked information on Israeli airstrikes on Syria, sources said. How do you like that? Like I'm shocked that Obama treats our enemies like friends and our friends like enemies. Read Chapter 5 of Trickle-Down Tyranny. I have a remarkable sound today. Savage Replay, 1998, Beware the Government Media Complex. I gave this speech in 1998 at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco when one conservative was a member of the board, and I had just started in radio in San Francisco, and he invited me. It was a groundbreaking speech, and it explains how the government media are one and the same. I said that in 1998. Number two, we have a series of sound clips on why women are rejecting motherhood. Not no, they don't want children. Women rejecting motherhood. It's a new thing. It's a new trend. In my day, women, young women, would push their babies around in carriages. Now women push their abs around and glow at each other's abs. It's unbelievable to me. And the reason is that women have increasingly adopted, I'm sorry to tell you, the gay lifestyle. The male gay lifestyle of, I don't know how else to put it. What's the word for that? Where you sleep with anyone you want at any time because that's liberation. And now they've embraced it to the point where they don't even want children because, after all, a child will ruin your abs. A child ruins your abs. You can't have abs and have a child. I mean, it's unheard of. So, as I say, women would push carriages around and they'd show each other their babies and they'd look at them and they'd admire them. Now women are no longer women. What they are robots walking around with good abs. And they think that that is an example of civilization. A rehab racket, frauds, felons, and fakes. Big story from CNN. For years I've been telling you that the drug dealers have taken over the rehab racket, but you didn't believe me. We have sound from Ben Irwin's new book from Harvard University Press on Hollywood and Hitler. That's a shocker, isn't it? Well, no, not when you consider that Hollywood is now answering not to Hitler, but to communist China and to the greater Arabia. Hollywood. Hollywood, Hollywood, and Hollywood. The sewer pipe of Hollywood, as I've termed it, has decimated the American mind, has poisoned the world, and continues to do so. And Congress, as you well know, has never had a hearing about the dangers of the violence and the pornography being released and unleashed upon children, and never will, because they're owned lock, stock, and barrel. They're one and the same. Who was in the White House? Harvey Weinstein. Who loves Obama? Harvey Weinstein. After the devastation in Connecticut, who gave a speech? Harvey Weinstein. Who went to the White House to do damage control? Harvey Weinstein. Don't tell me I don't know what's going on. Don't tell me I don't see what's going on. I'm sure he's a wonderful man and probably a great father and grandfather. I'm positive he gives to charitable causes. I'm positive that Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Weinstein are wonderful men, each and every one of them. When have you last seen a Muslim painted in a negative light? When have you last seen an American soldier shown as a hero and a Muslim not shown as a victim? Do you think Hollywood caters to Muslims? So what triggered this series of questions? It was on the Drudge Report, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler, a new book coming out, showing, which was shocking, by the way, that in the 1930s, Hollywood collaborated with the Nazis and let the Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped, in order to make certain that American movies would continue to be shown in Hitler's Germany. You say, well, okay, so great. Now, what's that have to do with today? Same thing's going on today, in my opinion, with regard to China and with regard to the Greater Arabia, Big Arabia. Big Arabia controls Hollywood, as does Big China. So I get an article after that. Hollywood studios not paid box office share by China. The Hollywood Reporter said that the China Film Group has stopped paying a share of takings until a dispute over a new percent tax on foreign films is resolved. Oh, I said, this is right up my alley. So they're not paying any of their royalties until they work out the 2% discrepancy. Why? According to the Motion Picture Association of America, China's box office revenues increased 36% last year to $2.7 billion. In 2012, making it the world's second biggest movie market and underscoring its importance as a key market for Hollywood's movie makers. Really? Germany, by the way, was the second biggest movie market in the world after America back in the 1930s. Isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that odd? It's interesting how history repeats itself in strange ways, you know, really. Now, I'm not saying China's like Nazi Germany, after all. It's a free country. Look, they can buy Louis Vuitton, they can buy perfume, they can buy Ferraris. They're all free in China. There's no repression. That's unless you want to practice Christianity, you might have your kidneys harvested. Or unless you criticize one of the dictators, then you might disappear off the streets. It's a wonderful country of Ging Dong and Ling Tong and whatever. Wonderful country. It's all everyone's happy there now. It's a happy state. It's perfect. It's a Hollywood place. It's a Hollywood place, China, created just by Hollywood. So now how many movies are they allowed to distribute? The boost came after a WTO deal reached by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. There he is again, the same man who sent our SEALs to their fate. U.S. President, Vice President Joe Biden and China's then Vice President Xi Jinping in which China agreed to increase the number of films allowed to be screened in the country by 34. Now, what's odd here, China's now allowing 34 movies in a year. Can you imagine? The number, they came up with a number, some magic number. 34 movies are allowed to be shown in China that are made in the United States. That's an odd number, isn't it? Well, you read this article, the Nazis had a quota, too, of how many American movies could be distributed in Germany. It's pretty interesting to me how history is repeating itself in so many ways. Now, I don't know whether Big Oil or Big Arabia has a certain number that they allow shown in Saudi Arabia or wherever. I know those movies are highly censored. That we know very well. Absolutely. They work in close collaboration right now. Any American movie that gets screened in Saudi Arabia is, edited? There's another word for it. I don't know the exact word. I think it's called censored. No, that word is censored. The word censor has been censored, and so it's now called edited, in order to make certain that the sterling characters in Saudi Arabia and the people of Saudi Arabia are not offended by Hollywood. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product. If you handle right here, folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government. And for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by representative Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
You do not want to outlive your retirement income, and there are ways to help protect your assets and avoid investment mistakes that you can do right now. I'm Brian Sussman. I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday the 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. Pat can help you build a solid, comfortable financial game plan to suit your lifestyle as you grow older. Again, financial seminar Tuesday the 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill at 7 p.m. or Thursday the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation, but call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you noticed? The economy is definitely improving. That's why many people are looking at changing jobs or going back to school or changing the industry they work in. But it's hard to look for another job while you're currently working. That's why Hot Talk 560 KSFO and Cumulus Media are making it a little easier by hosting a career fair. It's at AT&T Park Wednesday, September the 4th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it's called Putting the Bay Area Back to Work. It's an opportunity for employers and employees to meet in a less formal setting. As an employer, you'll have the opportunity to present your openings to a crowd of thousands of potential employees. And as a casual job seeker, you can check out various educational and employment opportunities from dozens of the Bay Area's best companies and schools. There'll be meeting rooms available for on-the-spot private interviews. If you're interested in showcasing your company at this event, contact Deidre Lieberman at 415-995-7097. That's 415-995-7097.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
I'd like to begin with a little hippie music. Again, please, Ray, play some hippie music, anything in the queue. And we'll go into the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. You think all the hippies have burned out or faded away? You're wrong. They're out there. And while some think they're still busily making love, not war, you're wrong. And here at a magazine called The Stately, they went out to find communities where they're heavily concentrated. And here we are. To determine this, they used a formula based on, one, marijuana availability and legality, number of stores selling hemp, local counterculture icons, tie-dye availability, hippie festivals, so-called progressive government, intensity of Occupy protests, and a Facebook poll. In the end, eStately.com determined these places are the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. So let's begin, turn off the music, with city number 17 on the hippie list. Number 17, hello, Arcata, California. Arcata, California, the scent of patchouli oil is so strong in Arcata that it can be smelled from space. While this hasn't been confirmed yet, it is a fact that Arcata is the first city in America to elect a majority of its city council members from the Green Party. It passed the Nuclear Weapons Free Zone Act in 1989. Isn't that superb of them? No one knows how much of the city's population is dependent on a large marijuana industry that's central to Northern California's economy. But let's just say the locally sourced and smokable veggie is paying for a lot of organic produce at the local co-ops. Isn't that touching? Well, let me tell you, all you self-righteous potheads over in Northern California, you've decimated the environment. You have destroyed the forests. You've ripped off the streams. You've killed the salmon. Don't walk around with such righteousness up your you-know-what. You are worse than big oil. Coming in at number 16 is Bloomington, Indiana. Hello, infidels in Bloomington, Indiana. If you're listening to me on 95.9 FM and WFDM in Indianapolis, or WXLW at 950 on the dial, let me tell you something. That's a place where hippies can let their freak flag fly. Where is Bloomington, Indiana? I have no idea. Apparently, it's in the southern part of Indiana. It's a hippie-filled college town. Original hippies meet up with hippies in training from Indiana University at Laughing Planet, where they feast on burritos filled with steamed squash, kale, and God knows what else fell off the floor. In San Francisco, coming in at number 15, my hometown, KSFO 560 on the dial. Okay, here's the question. I'm going to go down the list today of the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies, but I'm going to ask you a question that's quite pertinent. How do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? Because as I said at the beginning, old flower children never die. They just lose their petals. Coming at number 14, Manitou Springs, Colorado. We are heard on KREL in Colorado Springs, 1580 on the AM dial. If you like New Age, if you like mate instead of coffee, and if you want to legally buy weed in a store, Manitou Springs is a place that's both mellow and insane. Sometimes called the Hippie Mayberry, the town at the base of Pikes Peak is a haven for the artsy, spiritual dropout losers. The city was once ruled by Mayor Bud Ford, a down-to-earth loser hippie who wears a tie-dye and looks like the dead Jerry Garcia. Hello, Manitou Springs, Colorado. And I can do the hard news. I can do the soft news. I can do no news. And I can do something in between. But I think what I'm going to do now is stay on this hippie thing. Which cities are the most infested by hippies? For one reason. They are the reason America's dying. They are the reason we are the laughingstock of the world. They are the reason that 50% of the population doesn't work and pays no taxes. They are the reason that your children, if they reach maturity, do not marry and have children. That's right, you heard me. Because the ethos of the hippie world is anti-family, anti-nation, anti-military, anti-police, anti-flag, anti-church, anti-synagogue, anti-mother, anti-father, anti-life itself. It's a death-worshipping cult. But you see, they're so enraptured with their lifestyle, and they think they are so enlightened that they think that they're pursuing life rather than death. And that's why I think it's worth doing. I think that we have to rebuild this country town by town and city by city. So if I'm reading to you the enclaves that are infested with hippies and the hippie mentality, there's a reason for it. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Let's go to WMAL in Washington. Patrick, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I definitely am not a dirty hippie. I just want to make that, you know, get that cleared for the record. Secondly, I don't think, I've been listening to you, and I think you're kind of stuck in the 50s, man. I really do.
Is that supposed to hurt me? To me, the clock stopped in 1959 when the Finns came in.
So, yes, sir.
But, you know, you got to understand something. It has nothing to do with whether you have long hair or not. I don't care if you have long hair or short hair.
You definitely said a little bit ago while I was on hold, the guys are having long hair and everything.
So you took umbrage at my statement that long hair was sort of a negative?
Yes, sir.
So, okay, understood. Apparently you have a military background. Is that correct?
No, sir. I went to military school, but I don't think that...
Because you're calling me sir. I'm no sir. Don't confuse me with a sir.
Sorry, it's a bad habit.
Oh, come on. I'm just kidding. So, Patrick, are you a marijuana smoker?
No, sir, but I definitely stand up for states like Colorado and Washington for, stand up for their 10th Amendment rights.
The 10th Amendment is the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So you are referring specifically to the power of what? The power to legalize marijuana?
Well, to not make it illegal. I mean, people can do what they want to in the...
I agree. I personally think that drugs, by and large, should be not legalized per se, but decriminalized. I don't want to see people who use drugs in jail. I'd like to see drug peddlers given the death sentence, by the way. I think that if we introduced the equivalent of the Malaysian laws, we'd have a much safer country. When you drive into Kuala Lumpur from the airport, it says the sale or possession of marijuana is punishable by death. It tends to kill the drug trade, you know?
Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fong, Soundtrack 560 KSFO. The top story again, bar union negotiators have submitted the mandatory 72-hour notice to management for them to go out on strike. It'll happen Monday morning or Sunday at midnight if there is not a settlement over the weekend. Negotiations hopefully will continue this weekend, but if, again, no resolution, there will be a strike on Monday. Taking a look at the roadways right now, northbound 880 Hesperian getting reports of a crash there, unknown about lanes. Westbound 80 Hilltop Drive have a crash off to the right shoulder. Major injuries. They're bringing in a medevac helicopter. They're going to land it at the Hilltop Mall, though. Freeway traffic itself seems to be doing okay. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Food Police. The Food Police! We're just too dumb on our own to figure it out.
This is an All Points Bulletin.
This is insanity.
Here in hot pursuit of the Sean Hannity Show.
Weekdays at noon.
We need the government controlling every single aspect of our lives.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show. Here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And, why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous. And it's all thanks to Ovation. Because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow dried it, jumped in chlorine with it. Everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy. And I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again. And now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair. And I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate temperature reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This is a wonderful product. When I was in the hospital having my baby, the nurses used one to take my temperature, so I decided to get one. It's a fantastic product. I recommend everyone.
Backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, know you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Did you know your down payment on a Bay Area rental property could pay for an entire house in Texas? That's right. You can buy a fully renovated home in a good neighborhood in Houston or Dallas for under $100,000 and rent it out for over $1,000 per month. Find out more at Real Wealth Network's live event August 10th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. Meet property managers from both Houston and Dallas who will share tips on where to get the best deals. And it's free for our listeners. Go to realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NET. Work.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. And, why, yes, I know my hair does look fabulous, and it's all thanks to Ovation, because guess what? If you would have seen me a little over a year ago, you wouldn't have thought my hair looked so great. It was broken, dry, brittled, damaged. I had bleached it, curled it, blow dried it, jumped in chlorine with it. Everything you can imagine that's bad for your hair, I had done, and it was showing. And then I heard about Ovation Cell Therapy. And I kid you not, I used it, and within the first couple of washes, I started to see results. My hair was no longer breaking. It was starting to look shiny again. And now I have a full head of longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair, and I have Ovation to thank. So you can get the same results by going to ovationhair.com and selecting KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you get a special introductory discount.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
No matter how many campaign speeches Mr. Obama gives, his popularity keeps dropping like a rock. Well, joining us now on The Savage Nation is Niall Gardner with a much closer look into this and a few other stories that caught his attention that are of interest to me and you. Niall Gardner, welcome back to The Savage Nation.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You wrote in a recent article that President Obama's speech on the economy was a disaster. No kidding. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's been a rough few weeks for Barack Obama. Waiver scandals has undermined trust in the White House, and a series of major polls has hammered the president. in the first year of his second term. Support for Obama has dropped to its lowest level in 2 years, with widespread public dissatisfaction over his handling of the economy. The speech at Knox College, Illinois, was supposed to be the president's comeback moment, the first of a series of addresses aimed at retaking the initiative by the White House. Instead, it was a train wreck. In an hour-long address, which seemed to last forever, and part of course started 15 minutes late, and the president spoke in deeply partisan terms, often with bitterness and anger, lambasting his political opponents, dismissing criticism of his policies, and launching into his favorite theme of class warfare, attacking the wealthy and what he calls the winner-takes-all economy. In a display of extraordinary arrogance, even by his standards, he condemned what he called an endless parade of distractions, political posturing, and phony scandals, a direct reference to the congressional investigations into the IRS and Benghazi scandals, which most Americans, of course, don't see at all as in any way phony. He also defended his increasingly unpopular Obamacare proposals, attacking what he calls a politically motivated misinformation campaign, while failing to acknowledge that moderate Democrats are steadily turning against Obamacare, as even the Washington Post reported earlier this week. This was a highly defensive speech with President Obama in full campaign mode. There were no fresh ideas, just a tired rehash of earlier campaign rhetoric. It was also another love letter to big government, with a clarion call for yet more federal spending on environmental measures, infrastructure, manufacturing, and a whole laundry list of liberal pet causes. There was not a word about reducing the burden of government regulation and getting bureaucracy off the backs of entrepreneurs. His speech promised more government spending at a time when America's national debt is approaching a staggering $17 trillion. He rejected tax cuts and bashed the rich, at times sounding more like François Hollande, the French president, than the leader of the free world. Once again, Barack Obama demonstrated why he has built an unenviable reputation as a perpetual campaigner-in-chief with an overwhelmingly partisan agenda. Obama's no Ronald Reagan, who always sought to bring the country together based on the common ideals of the founding fathers. President Obama's message will do nothing to reassure a skeptical American public. With unemployment still above 10% in 27 major U.S. metropolitan areas and nearly 1 in 6 Americans living on food stamps, the economic record of this administration leaves much to be desired. In Illinois, President Obama spoke the language of decline, promising more of the same left-wing policies that have weakened U.S. competitiveness, eroded economic freedom, and have saddled the world superpower with historic levels of debt. Americans deserve better than the failed statism that has bankrupted cities like Detroit and threatens to do the same to the rest of the country.
Previously, you said that Obama's ratings are plummeting, even in liberal California.
Well, that's correct. In fact, there was a field poll released in California, which showed a 10% drop for President Obama. And large numbers of independents especially are moving away from the president. Disillusionment is sinking in even among his traditionally strongest supporters. And so if the president is even bleeding support in California, a safe Democrat state, then certainly I think there's trouble ahead across the rest of the country. This looks extremely grim for President Obama and for the Democrats ahead of the 2014 midterm election. So I think this is certainly a taste of things to come. And as the latest Real Clear Politics average shows, nearly 60% of Americans believe the United States is heading down the wrong track. And so President Obama will need to offer more than empty platitudes and failed ideas to convince an increasingly skeptical American public that they should feel confident about the path the country is taking.
Niall, you say that Obama's nomination for ambassador to London is an insult. We know he bought the position, but who is this gentleman?
Yeah, well, President Obama's nominated one of his very top donors from the presidential campaign as the U.S. ambassador to London. In fact, this individual, I think, raised about $2.3 million for President Obama during the last election campaign. He clearly is not qualified for this position. I don't think at all that giving large sums of money to a political campaign as a qualification to hold the most important U.S. ambassadorship in the world. This is really an insult, frankly, to the American people. It's an insult to Britain. And I think that this sends all the wrong signals here. And as America's closest friend and ally, Great Britain deserves to have an ambassador of weight and gravitas with a distinguished track record of serving his or her country and a deep understanding of the importance of transatlantic ties. By nominating Matthew Barzin, this donor, as the ambassador to London, President Obama is sending a clear signal that filling his party's coffers are more important than preserving the special relationship, a sad indictment of a presidency that cares little about America's allies.
Isn't it common practice to put the most qualified diplomats into these positions instead of auto dealers or God knows what else he's putting there?
That's correct. The British ambassador to Washington, Sir Peter Westmacott, has 40 years of diplomatic experience, including two stints in the United States, and has previously served as ambassador to France and Turkey. The vast majority of British ambassadors are long-serving diplomats with deep experience of the countries they're serving in. For President Obama, he has appointed a whole wave of ambassadors who don't have any real diplomatic experience, whose sole qualification for the job is giving money to President Obama's election campaign. Now, that strikes me as a form of corruption. It should be completely unacceptable. And it's actually a highly unusual practice in a Western democracy, and I think this sort of thing really needs to end.
Niall, where can we read more of your writing?
You can read more of my work at the telegraph.co.uk, where I write regularly about U.S.-British relations, about U.S. politics, and also about the latest developments in British politics as well.
Niall Gardner, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way.
way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1099. That's 1-800-322-1099. Call now. 1-800-322-1099.
Have you noticed? The economy is definitely improving. That's why many people are looking at changing jobs or going back to school or changing the industry they work in. But it's hard to look for another job while you're currently working. That's why Hot Talk 560 KSFO and Cumulus Media are making it a little easier by hosting a career fair. It's at AT&T Park Wednesday, September the 4th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it's called Putting the Bay Area Back to Work. It's an opportunity for employers and employees to meet in a less formal setting. As an employer, you'll have the opportunity to present your openings to a crowd of thousands of potential employees. And as a casual job seeker, you can check out various educational and employment opportunities from dozens of the Bay Area's best companies and schools. There'll be meeting rooms available for on-the-spot private interviews. If you're interested in showcasing your company at this event, contact Deidre Lieberman at 415-995-7097. That's 415-995-7097.
On the next morning show, so many jackasses, so little time. We'll select the jackass of the week, 5 to 9 a.m. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO.
Let's go to Philadelphia. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I'm a conservative deadhead, and I don't consider myself...
You're not alone, actually. I've met other people who are into that. I get it.
Yeah, and
but that's kind of, it's kind of not really that unusual, but it is. Explain to these stuck-in-the-mud people who are diehard conservative Republicans what a deadhead is. What's a deadhead?
A deadhead is someone who finds meaning in the music of the Grateful Dead.
I understand that, and I do understand the talent of Jerry Garcia. Could you explain to me why his music is cult-like?
Well, today's actually Jerry Garcia's birthday as an aside.
Oh, I'll go out tonight and I'll have a taco in his honor. No, I actually like his music. I mean, I don't go out of my way, but I do. I see how talented he is. I get it. But what do you mean by... Wait, let me listen. Let me listen to Casey Jones, which glorifies cocaine use. On the wrong track and headed for you. Driving that train. High on cocaine. See, that's great. That's great American music. That's giving us what we have now in Congress. How many of them are blowing dope in Congress? I wonder how many of them are high. I wonder about that. But tell me what it is about Jerry's music that is worthy of worship rather than worthy of admiration.
Well, the Grateful Dead are very pro-America. They always wrap themselves in the flag from their earliest days. And at the time, of course, with the Vietnam War, the rise of the commies, there was a lot of anti-American sentiment.
Absolutely. But you're an older guy now. You must be, what, in your 50s?
No, I'm actually in my 30s.
You're in your 30s with an old man's voice? What happened to you?
But, I mean,
wait, no, this is interesting. So you really dig the Grateful Dead. You call yourself a deadhead conservative, which means you make money. That's all that means. It means that you're sick and tired of paying for the bums, and you want to keep more of the money you earn and give less of it to the welfare state. Isn't that basically what it comes down to?
That is true. And there believe me, there are a lot of negative aspects to the Grateful Dead scene that I don't particularly like. There are a lot of people with a welfare type of mentality that they want handouts and they want you to give them free tickets.
But you make a living, though, right? You actually have a business, I assume?
I work for, believe it or not, I work for a very prestigious university, and it's horrible working there, being a conservative. I mean, it's like you're in enemy territory.
That's right. You're behind in the you're an Indian country, even though I admire Indians, but that's the way it's phrased by many. So what makes you tune into the Savage Nation on WWIQ in Philadelphia? Why do you like me? Do you admire me? Do you hate me? Or do you worship me? Which of the three is applicable?
I admire you. I've read several of your books. I love listening to your show. You play great music. You have fantastic music that you play in front of each segment. And a lot of people say that you can judge a radio talk show host by how great their bumper music is.
That's very interesting. We work at it. I really do play music I love. I also have a very good ear for music. But you notice that I vary some days from rock and roll to opera. I'm sure you've heard me go back and forth from the highbrow to the lowbrow. Basically, I love rock and roll from the 50s and 60s, but you've seen me get into moods of jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for listening, my friend. I'll send you a copy of my new novel. Just came out in paperback. Would you like a copy? Can you hide this in a plain brown wrapper if it arrives? A Time for War. It just came out in paperback. Stay in the line. You know what song I want to hear, Neil, if you can dig it up? Could you dig up? A song came to my mind today. I was trying to go back to my early days in New York, driving over the 59th Street Bridge, down into Greenwich Village, the whole scene, you know, trying to be cool. And there was a great number of jazz songs that I remember from that era that I grew up listening to in my house. One of them was Blues for Mr. Charlie. See if you can find that one. There's a lot of pathos in the song, but it also has a lot of revolutionary undertones to blue in Blues for Mr. Charlie. You know, I remember, I don't know why, I'm just going to do memory lane for a minute. Pardon me. I know many people love my family stories. They hate my politics, or let's say they tolerate my politics. But I'm going to tell you a story. No, I'm not going to tell you the story. It's too soon in the summertime. Well, it's August. Wait a minute. Today is August 1st. It's August at the Hotel Ozone. That's where we are. And I may tell you a family story. Not right now, though. I'm not focused on my family story. I'd like to take some callers. Then I'm going to go into why women are rejecting motherhood. If you are a hippie listening to me and you're offended by what I said, why are you listening to me? An article came out from estately.com, which is the, I don't know what that is. It says 17 best U.S. cities for hippies, and they list them. So in Oakland, California, number 12, I'm on KSFO 560 on the dial. Peace and love, my eye. It's the murder capital of Northern California. Missoula, Montana. Oh, great. KJJR, Missoula, 880 on the dial. Do you happen to live in Missoula? Do you listen to the Savage Nation? Because old deadheads got stuck in town years ago after the microbuses broke down, climbing the I-90 steep hills outside of town, and they've been stuck there ever since. And now, of course, they mingle with University of Montana students, especially whenever Yonder Mountain String Band comes to town. While the rest of Montana is very conservative, in Missoula, there's no shame in men sporting long hair and, well, what else? Bisbee, Arizona. No stations for me in Bisbee. I am heard on Phoenix and Tucson, in Phoenix and Tucson. It was once a useful copper mining town, but then Bisbee reinvented itself as a hippie-filled art colony after the mine closed. Some of the Bisbee residents live in updated caves in the middle of town. And it's not unheard of to see naked people in cowboy hats strolling the main street in the middle of the night. How quaint. The New York Times called it a Greenwich Village West. And there's no shortage of fake artists, fake poets, and a turquoise shop, etc. Ugh, does anyone still wear turquoise? Austin, Texas comes in at number 9. I'm heard on KJCE in Austin, 1370 on the dial. Of course, Austin is known for its music and barbecue, but the capital of Texas is also a sanctuary for the state's losers and dropouts. The city of Austin has more hippie-themed meetups than any city in the country, as well as Hippie Hollow, a clothing-optional nudist park where degenerate old men can recreate in the buff and make believe that they're going au naturel. The popularity of Hippie Hollow is evidenced by a simple Google image search of Austin Hippie, which turns up far too many NSFW photos of these naked folks. What is NSFW? I don't know what that means. Austin is also home to 12 local shops advertising marijuana. The hippie church at the local Taco Express and thousands of locals ardently working to keep Austin weird. Okay, great. I don't think I'll be visiting Austin in the near future. Coming in at number 8 is Berkeley, California. Listeners, in my home state, I have a PhD from Berkeley, so I have fond memories of many things in Berkeley. KSFO 560 covers that area. And, of course, Berkeley was once one of the finest universities in America and was once one of the finest towns in America until it was decimated by the vermin on the left. The town's stores have been decimated. The crime rate is through the ceiling. And it's all because marijuana is the most dangerous of all drugs. Ithaca, New York comes in at number 7. I'm heard on WSYR in Syracuse, 570 on the dial, and WHAM in Rochester, 1180 on the dial. Ithaca holds the record for the largest human peace sign, an accomplishment that only scratches the surface of this city's allegedly hippie nature. The central New York town has its own currency called Ithaca Hours, which is essentially good for 1 hour of work and can be traded between local residents. How groovy can it get? Number 6. Burlington, Vermont. Thank God I have no radio affiliates in the area. The largest city in Vermont has a population of just 42,000, but apparently 20,000 of them hate America and routinely wear sandals, even in the snow. Despite the small size of the city, it is home to some of America's worst hippies, including the jam band Fish and the ice cream company Ben & Jerry's, which has done more to occlude arteries than any other company in the United States of America, in my opinion. Coming in at number 5 is Portland, Oregon. KYKN, 1430 on the dial. Love Portland. Used to love Portland. It was ruined by all the emigres from San Francisco who went over there in their B-1 Volvos in the 1980s and destroyed the city. It's never come back from being a true blue-collar city. Number 4, Boulder, Colorado. I'm heard in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction. Known to some as the People's Republic of Boulder, the city was the setting for Naropa University's Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics. But what you don't know is that Jack Kerouac was one of the most conservative of American authors. That's been buried by the revisionist literary types who would like you to believe he was just into drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Kerouac, in his last days, lived with his mother in Florida, was a great proponent of the war in Vietnam, was a strong supporter of Richard Nixon, and hated Allen Ginsberg and the other vermin that he had been hoodwinked by. I didn't know there were so many hippie-infested cities in the country. I live in one. But then I wrote down a note. I said, old flower children never die. They just lose their petals. And I thought that was funny. I was going to do the news first. But, you know, I do cope with psychotics on a daily basis. I am surrounded by mean, old, white-haired people in Priuses. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, if they were flower children 40 years ago, 30 years ago, and they were liberated, and they were enlightened, why are they so miserable? You and I both know that they've actually killed us, killed the Constitution, and have played right into the hands of the demons in government who would like nothing more than absolute power.